get right back into your playing rhythm right away? I mean, like today.
I was prepared for whatever role they put me in. You know, I was ready to go in whatever they wanted me to do.
How about the contrast in styles, you and Deion?
You know, he does a lot of things well. You know, catching the ball. You know, running routes, getting concepts. So he does a lot of that stuff well. You know, and that's a lot of the things that they have him doing. You know, and obviously you guys know what I do well.
Well, you also lined up wide a few times too. Is this a new wrinkle?
You know, it's some things, you know, that, you know, it's just game planning. You know, it's just the things that they need us to do. You know, we got to get good at it in a certain amount of days, and if you're good at it, you know, they'll put you out there.
How satisfying was it for you today to have the type of performance you did after everything you've been through? Obviously, the win is what you want, but I mean, for you personally, it's got to be pretty satisfying.
I mean, you always want to play. You know, you always want to go out there and be with your guys. You know, go out there and perform. So, you know, it's always nice to go out there and be able to play with those guys and be able to get into that rhythm, you know, and, you know, score some points.
Coach kept preaching about 60 minutes, 60 minutes. Was this as close as you've gotten this season to get into that 60 minutes?
We still got a lot of stuff to work on, you know. We still got a lot of room to improve. There's a lot of stuff that we got to do to be able to work up to actually getting 60 minutes of good football out of us, you know, and we haven't done that yet, and we still got a lot of stuff to work on and see if we can get there.
What was it like to get that decent workload after not for a while? It's been a little while.
It's always nice. You know, it's always good to know that they got that confidence in you and know that they like you enough and trust you enough to go out there and play football.
With that being said, the whole 60 minutes deal, can you remember the last time you were part of an offense that didn't punt?
This is a pretty good offense, you know. We're pretty good, you know. We got the potential to be a lot better. You know, we got a lot of things. Like I said, we got a lot of stuff to work on. We haven't been perfect. We're not going to be perfect, you know. It's early in the season, so we got a lot of stuff to work on and continue to get better at what we do.
Brady got his 400th touchdown pass. Can you comment about him and his career and his?
I mean, me personally, he's the best quarterback to ever play this game. I think he's the best quarterback to ever play this game. And it's an honor to be able to play with him. You know, and there's not a lot of guys that can say that. But it's crazy to be playing with the best quarterback to ever play the game, and he's not done.
What's it like being in the huddle with him? Is he the boss? No one else talks huddle.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, you know. And that comes with the leadership that he has. You know, that comes with the role that he has in his team. You know, so, you know, we just kind of listen, and whatever he says goes.
How about Amendola? I think it's funny, but how about Amendola catching the 400 ball and giving it to a fan, not even knowing that?
Man, I don't know. He probably wasn't thinking, you know. But that's a lucky fan. Whoever that fan is a lucky fan. They should probably keep that and put it in a glass case. They got the ball that, you know, the 400 touchdown ball from the quarterback that, you know, is going to go label down as a legend.
During the week, the coach was saying how hard it is to get everybody reps. You know, there's so many players to get in and out. What do you say about that in terms of, you know, what?
I mean, that's the coach's job, you know. That's for him to answer, you know. My part is to just be ready and be prepared for whatever role or whatever reps they give me whenever I go in there to be productive at it.
Well, Garrett, when you guys are up as many points as you were and you come back out for another goal line carry, what's your mentality?
Score a touchdown. that's the goal, you know. Score points, you know, and you know, that's my mentality. That's what we do. You know, we go out there, and as an offense, you want to score as many points as you can.
Was it as easy as it looked?
No. They're a good team. You know, they're a good team. I like the fact that, you know, they got nice players. They got Audrick, you know, they got a lot of good players on their team. You know, it's just we came out firing on all cylinders, and everything worked in our favor today.
Garrett, you mentioned Tom as, you know, your opinion that he's the greatest of all time. What sort of gives you the confidence to stand out and say that, knowing all the, you know, great players that have played in this game before?
I mean, the fact that he's won, you know, 4 Super Bowls and he's been to 6. You know, the fashion that he wins them in, you know, he's MVPs, you know, and he's having this kind of season he's having right now is, you know, is kind of piling on top of that legacy. You know, he's only been with one team, and this team is consistently one of the best teams to play every season, and he's one of the main reasons why.
And as a teammate of his, how do you see him make everyone else around him raise up their level of play?
He's a fearless. He's fearless. You know, he's a competitor. One of the best guys I've ever played with, easily. And you know, he goes out there and he goes. He does his thing. He fires everybody up. He makes sure that everybody's ready to play. He gives them a lot of confidence. He tells everybody to just make sure, you know, don't ever take your foot off the gas. Let's just keep going. You know, we come in at halftime. He come back out. He's 0-0, no matter what the score is. You know, just that mentality that he has. It's contagious.
You want Shaq to get one of those
touchdowns? Yeah, man. I wish we could have got a fullback draw in there for Shaq to get the tub. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how well he's going to read the blocks, but I would have pushed the pile.